Thank you. Let's stand together this evening. Did we get the handouts yet? All right, let's stand together just for a minute. We'll read a few verses. We're going to teach for a little bit, and we're going to stop just a couple minutes early so we can maybe take a few seconds for a few brief testimonies, thanking God verbally together for what he has done for you this year. So you might want to be thinking about that. Thanksgiving is just a couple days away. Used to be Thanksgiving, and then you got into the Christmas holiday season, but Christmas started back in September, I think. If you go to the stores, it's everywhere already. So it's upon us. Psalm chapter 100. Let's read these verses. I'll read them, and you can read along silently. It says, Psalm chapter 100. We'll read all the whole psalm. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for everything that you have done for us, Lord. That's kind of general, but God, you've been good. And Father, tonight we're going to look a little bit at being thankful to you for all that you do for us, Lord, and remembering your blessings in our life. As we sang earlier, count your blessings, Lord. We have abounding blessings. May we remember that tonight as we enter into the holiday, the Thanksgiving holiday. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Of course, Thanksgiving is in just a couple days. We understand the origins of the Thanksgiving. A group of pilgrims, I believe 102 people, were wedged into the small decks of the Mayflower in the fall of 1620. And they took a trip to come over to America. They came primarily for freedom of religion. And they were on this ship, and it was a very, it's not like we think about travel today. It was very, very difficult during those types of trips, the months it would take to come. Many would usually get sick and die. The pilgrims kept themselves going by reading the Book of Psalms and singing, and this irritated a few of the members of the crew who did not like that. One crew member, realizing usually on a trip like that, if you got an illness that went through, several people would die, he told the pilgrims, he goes, "I can't wait until illness comes and I can throw some of your dead bodies overboard." He was the only one on the Mayflower that lost his life, and he was thrown overboard. One of the things in God's providence, the Mayflower was a wine ship, which I don't understand at all. Because of that, it helped keep disease rates down. And then we understand how the pilgrims came and they struggled. They met an English-speaking Indian named Squanto who helped them. And during the summer of 1621, they had a bit of a drought. And towards the end of summer, they were able to have some rain. The Indians were astonished that the rain that they got was a mild rain, not a rain that would actually be damaging to the crops, but a rain that would actually be helpful to the crops. And so they had the first Thanksgiving together, the pilgrims and the Indians, in 1621. They sat around and thanked God for all that he did for them. They had a feast, and then they sat down and watched the Cowboys play the Redskins, okay? Imagine that. Talk about a rivalry, hey, Redskins. Actually, if it would have been today, they sat down and watched the Cowboys lose, all right? Okay, you Cowboy fans. Of course, it was during the Civil War that President Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday. And by its very name and its very nature, Thanksgiving is not just a general day. It was never designed as a general day of just general Thanksgiving. It was a day specifically of Thanksgiving to God for all that he had done. That's not what it seems to be about nowadays. When you think about Thanksgiving, you think first of all about turkey. Okay, you got to have turkey. If you're a vegetarian, Thanksgiving is not the holiday for you. All right, I feel sorry for you. By the way, it's not about spam either. Don't trust meat that comes out of a can. We were up fishing in May, and I hadn't had spam in probably 30 years. And Brother Ross was making some. I thought, man, it's been a long time. I'm going to have some. And I realized why it's been 30 years, okay? Never again. It's like, I don't even know how you grow a can of spam, but I'm not in. Thanksgiving's become about football games. There's nothing wrong with football, as long as you're not a Cowboy or Raider fan. It's the day before Black Friday. By the way, Black Friday's already started. It's like they can't even wait. First it was Black Friday. Then it started at midnight. I don't even knew that. It's like one time we went to the mall at midnight. My wife wanted to get something. And so we go out at midnight, and you got a turkey hangover. And we're at the mall, and I didn't bring my wallet, and she didn't have her card. So we're sitting there at the mall at like 1 in the morning. We fought the lines. We're in the store. And so I called my son, Steven. I said, brother, we're at the mall. Get my card and meet me at the mall. Because, all right, what side of the mall? I'm on the east side of the mall. So I'm out there, and he calls and goes, okay, I'm here. I'm like, well, you're obviously on the wrong side. Come to the other side. I'm like, all right, I'll be there in a minute. And like 5 minutes go by, 7 minutes go by. I'm like, brother, I call him back. Where are you? I could have walked around to the other side by now. He goes, I don't know. I'm over here at the Cerritos Mall. I'm like, oh, I'm at Lakewood. So that was the problem there. He's not very bright. Pray for him. Then it starts now at 9 o'clock, and it started yesterday. I don't know what it's all about, but I was proud of myself. I actually went out one time. The kids wanted to go to Kohl's and Target. I dropped them off at Kohl's and Target, and I thought, man, I'm going to stand in line too. So I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. They had 4 people in line. I'm like, hey, I'm in. And when I walked in, I said, what do you got on special? They're like, nothing. I'm like, no wonder there's only 4 people, all right? All right, enough of that. But that's not what Thanksgiving's about. That's right. That's what we're going to talk about, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, it ought to be a time that that makes us thankful. Giving thanks, that's Thanksgiving. Let's give thanks to God for whatever he's done for us, everything he's done for us. Look at the definitions. There's a couple definitions on your paper there. What is thankfulness? Thankfulness is expressing heartfelt appreciation to God and others for the ways in which they've blessed my life. Okay? That's what thankfulness is. thanking God and expressing for what he has done in my life and to other people that maybe God has used to be a blessing in your life. That's thankfulness. Look at the next definition. It kind of gives it a little further. Thankfulness is specifically making known to God and others in what ways they have blessed my life. Okay? Thankfulness isn't, God, thank you for everything. No, let's be specific. What has God done for us? Be specific. The things God has done. It's good for us to remember what God has done and be very, very specific about it. True gratefulness springs from an awareness of our total unworthiness and inadequacy before a holy and just God. And by the way, we are unworthy and we are inadequate. I don't care how good you think you are. Okay? Some of us, we just look better than others. I don't mean in a pretty kind of way, but all of us are unworthy. Well, you know, I can see why God would bless him. I can't. Well, that guy deserves, we don't deserve anything. Okay? That's a bad place to be at. It is of the, Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. In other words, it's amazing that God just doesn't look at us when we do something whack and just bzzz, you spit in my face. God is very merciful. God is very compassionate, and he puts up with a lot from us. So let's look at several things quickly and briefly about Thanksgiving. Look at number one, and these are all from the verses in Psalm chapter 100. The elements of Thanksgiving. What should be involved in giving thanks? If we look at the prototypical psalm there, Psalm chapter 100, there are several things. Look at letter A. It's a vocal expression of joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. It's not something we can keep silent about. Thanksgiving is vocal. We have the joy of the Lord. We have joy for what he's doing in our life, and we express it. Now, sometimes we express it in word. Other times, we express it in song. And for some of us, the way we sing, joyful noise is a good way to put it. Other people may not like it, but God likes it. That's why for some of us, the best time to sing is in the shower, okay? Because no one can hear it. I think Allison, because we have a bathroom in the back room by where Allison's room used to be, and I'd go in there in the morning, and she'd be in bed, and that's when I would do a little singing every now and then, and she's like, then she told me, I hear you sometimes, Dad. I'm like, okay, I'll tone it down a little. You know, every time I sing, I do hear the neighbor's cat whine. Meow. I don't know what that's all about. I'm like, hey, shut up. I'm praising God. Joyful noise. Look at this. It has to be outward. This is a very interesting verse, and it proves a point. Look at the verse there in Proverbs. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Now think about that. What it's saying there, it's better for someone to rip your face off than to love you without letting you know it. Not that we're supposed to rip people's face off. Okay? What it's saying, I think what it is saying by comparison, part of it is, hey, listen, be vocal about love. Don't keep it to yourself. Well, I just praise God inside. That doesn't work. Okay, God wants vocal expressions of praise. Letter B, it's a physical service with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now, I've seen many people serve the Lord, and it looks like they are not happy at all. It's like, man, did you suck on a lemon? I'll tell you, worse than a lemon would be a grapefruit. Okay? Grape sounds good. Fruit sounds good. Grapefruit tastes bad. Okay, it's not good. But some people are like, oh, I'm serving the Lord, but it's like you're beating them over the head or you have to drag it. Look, serving God ought to be something that's just joyful. And I get to do something for God. And we don't beat people over the head to serve God here. We tell you what the Bible says. And we say, hey, look, get involved because it's good and you'll enjoy it. But if we love God and we're thankful to him, to serve him is not a big deal. To be a blessing to others or for him. Not like we talked about on Sunday night, the workers in our message on Sunday night that griped about their pay because they reached an agreement with God instead of trusting that God would do what is best for them. And God is good to us, and we should serve him with gladness. Okay, some of you, there's no way I'd ever make you a greeter. You'd scare people away. Letter C. It's a relationship with song. Come before his presence. How do we come before his presence? With singing. People are saying, good, you can sing in God's presence, but please don't sing in my presence, all right? You cannot look at the Bible without seeing that God loves us and not sing about it, okay? Now, again, you probably need to do it in your car when no one's around, all right? You might scare your neighbors. But, man, there ought to be a song in your heart. You say, by the way, some people say, I have trouble with, you know, and this was me. When I came into to Christianity and I came into church, the kind of music I listened to was not choir music. It was not church music. It was Robert Ramirez music, okay? When we would go to Robert's Garage for Bible studies, we weren't singing Trust and Obey for There's No Other Way, all right? We had other music playing. And I love that kind of music. By the way, you know, if my flesh would still love that music, okay? Remember Brother Esposito had all those clips on music? And he's showing all these, you know, Christian rap, and I'm thinking, that's nonsense. You know, Christian soul music, that's garbage. And he played Evanescence, I'm like, I'm in. I can listen to that. Okay, that's the kind of music I listen to. But I said, I knew that music was not good for me. I saw the spiritual chaos it caused in my life. I didn't even hear it taught at church, and I thought, I can't listen to that junk anymore. So I took all my albums, I threw them away, but I said, I can't get into church music. I just won't listen to anything. Okay, I don't need music. Got the Bible, I got church, we're good. But you know what God did as I was in church? My desire changed. And I started listening to the words of the song. I'm like, those words have meaning. Yeah. And man, there's a depth there. And God gave me a new song. That's why, and we won't spend time on it, but proper music is very important. Amen. See, but today's Christian music, for the most part, has become, you know, what I like. What does my flesh like? What do I feel like listening to? And we make music for us. We're really, in the Bible, primarily, music is for God. It's for praising God. Well, you know, we'll play a certain type of music, we'll reach a loss. Music was never designed to reach a loss. Music is designed to worship to God. And so we need to have the right kind of music. Music ought to be about praising God. And that involves, by the way, that not only involves the words of the song, it involves the people that are singing the song. And if you know some of the junk that goes on in the contemporary Christian music movement, you would run as fast as you could if you're involved in that garbage. Okay, that was free. Let's move on. Thanksgiving. Letter D. It's based on God's character. Know ye, verse 3, that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Why do we thank God? Because of the character of God. He is the Lord. We praise God because of who he is. By the way, it is based on his worthiness. He is worthy to be praised. Can I just tell you something? Our society praises people that aren't worthy to be praised. We praise some lame football player because he can score a touchdown and he's a bozo in his life. Okay? That kind of person shouldn't be praised. You know, and this is just a pet peeve of mine, and if you like football, this is for you. You know, that one player he knocked out his girlfriend, he got booted out of football, and he should have. But what I don't understand, how come Ray Lewis can kill somebody and he's fine? Just because he's a good football player. It nauseated me every time that guy was on television. It's like, turn it off. That guy irritates me. Well, because he could play football, it's okay to be involved with the murder? Anyhow, okay, we're letting some irritation slip out here. But I can tell you one person who's always worthy. God's always worthy. I like, remember, how many remember Brother Vineyard when he used to come here? And Brother Vineyard came up here and you know, we clap just to show appreciation for those that preach. And Brother Vineyard said, if you knew preachers like I knew preachers, you wouldn't clap. And he was uncomfortable with it. Because, listen, we're just serving God together. There ain't no big shots here. There's one person who is worthy. You know who he is? He's the Lord. Let's give our praise to him, shall we? Amen. Psalm chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, a scene in heaven. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. He does deserve it. And by the way, if we look at the verse in Psalm 100, it helps to put us in our place, right? It's he that hath made us. Listen, we're his creation. We're his people. And then he says, we are his sheep. Now, that's not very flattering. Sheep are not the brightest animals. I was listening to a guy preach, and he was talking about when he grew up, their family had sheep. And he said sheep were not only very ignorant animals, they were also very fearful. And so as a teenager, one of the sheep was coming, and he hid. And as the sheep came, he jumped out and said, "Ah!" He said the sheep fell over dead. And he said he had to go explain that to his dad, and that did not go over very well. Okay, very fear, but they're not very smart. You know what, guys? We're his sheep. You know what that means? Left to ourselves, we just find trouble, don't we? And so what we need is we need God. So he is worthy, and we're working on it. Letter E. It's coming to him with thankfulness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless him. When we're striving to come before the Lord, when we're coming to him, we ought to come with thanksgiving. That ought to be on our lips. Listen, when you pray each day, one of the first things you should do before you ever ask for anything is you ought to take a few minutes in your mind and think about some things you can just simply thank God for. Did he feed you today? Are you alive today? Do you have health today? Thank God for it. Be very, very specific. Did God do something special? Did God do something, you know, that you saw that and say, wow, God did that. You know, maybe there was an accident. You just missed the accident. Or you could have been involved. God did that. God took care of you. Thank him very specifically when you come into his presence. Letter F, it's an understanding of his goodness. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. What does that mean? God is good. He deserves our praise. He deserves our thankfulness, and we ought to thank him. We don't want to be ungrateful, okay? I like when children, some of the children forget, they get a little nervous up here, but several of them, they'll come up, and they'll make sure when I give them the candy that they say thank you, okay? And that's good. They're learning thankfulness, and that's just a good trait for all of us to learn. Number two, we won't spend a lot of time on this, the importance of thanksgiving. Really, thanksgiving just ought to be a part of the foundation of our walk with God. Now, we talk much about God's will. God's will is, what does God want specifically for my life? Now, we think of it in terms of specifics. Where does God want me to live? Who does God want me to marry? You know, where does God want me to work? Those type of things. But there are things in the Bible. When God mentions something in the Bible, that's his will for you. And this is very specific. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What he's saying is, that's something I want you to do. This isn't one of those hidden things, okay? This is something that's very specific. God says, I want you to be thankful. Now, it doesn't say we're thankful for everything. We are thankful in everything. We could have a bad situation in our life that comes about. We're not necessarily thankful for maybe a tragedy or something happens in our life, but what it's saying is despite tragedy, despite heartache in our life, in those times, we can still be thankful and give thanks to God. Number three, let me give you a few specific reasons for thanksgiving. We'll hurry here so we have a few minutes to take some blessings. A few reasons for thanksgiving. It's easy to thank God for the things that obviously benefit us, but sometimes there are some things that we have to see through them to see the benefits to be able to be thankful to God. Letter A, because all things come from God's hand. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good thing in our life. Well, do you have a job today? Hey, God gave you that job. Say, oh, no, I went out and applied. Hey, you're supposed to be diligent and go out and apply and give God something to work with. Sometimes God blesses diligence. I understand that. But you know what? God could pull the rug out from under you. He can. Just as fast as you got that job, God could rip that thing away from you. You got to thank God every day. And things like that. We tend to wait for the lightning rod things to thank God about. Why don't we thank God for the little things he does for us each and every day? Hey, you made it to church safe today. You got up this morning. You had a good day at work. Okay, maybe you didn't have a... You had a day at work, all right? And so just we have to remember these things. All good things and all things come from God's hand. What even about the attacks of Satan? Look what Job said. Now, this is rough. You know all the trials and all that Job lost, his children and all the things that, you know, his servants and his stock and his land and all the stuff he went through. And look what he said. This took real spirituality. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. I've had children. That's true. And naked shall I return thither. Actually, we're sophisticated now. You get one suit. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, you know, God gave me all those things in the first place, and now for some reason, God has taken away or allowed those to be gone in my life. But you know what? Bless his name. He knows what's best, and I'm trusting in him. Letter B, all because all things are for our good, or they'll work for our good. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Something comes in your life you don't like, you don't have to say, oh man, look, God knows about that. God knows what's happening. God knows what's going on. And God, if we will stay with it, he will use it for good. Letter C, because all things can produce godly character. The next verse after Romans 8:28, for whom he did foreknow, he did also did predestinate, he has a predetermined destination for us, to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God's will for us, and it comes after that verse about all things working for good, is God wants us to become like Jesus Christ. And so sometimes God uses things in our life, and he's using those things to make us more like Jesus Christ. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, the verses are there. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. That means trials. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Even when things come into our life that we do not like, God uses those times to produce character or things that will help us later on in life. He's helping us to become a mature believer. He's helping us to become what he wants us to be through those difficult times. Letter D. And we kind of mentioned this. Because all things, including trials, can bring us closer to God. Psalm chapter 77, verse 2. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. And look at, my sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Going through a tough time, but he said during that time, it drove me to God. You know what happens too many times? Something happens in a person's life that's unpleasant that they don't like, and they allow that to drive them away from God. Instead of allowing that to draw them closer to God. And that's where the comfort comes from, by the way. I know if you have a problem, the worst thing to do is go away from God. He's the source of all our help. He knows what's going on. It ought to drive us closer to him. Let's go to number four. The times of Thanksgiving. The times. And these are just many, many different things. We're just making points here. When we remember his name, letter A. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. When is it a good time to thank God? All the time. Anytime you think of God, when you wake up in the morning, and it doesn't always go through my mind, I try to have a little, when I get up in the morning, thank God for another day. Thank God for another night's rest. Now, I don't jump up and down. I'm looking for a hammer to take the alarm clock out. But as I'm doing that, I'm thinking, hey, at least I'm alive. Thank God for that. B, during services with other believers. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. By the way, one of the primary things we do to praise God together is through singing. Singing is not just filler material. And it's difficult for some of us because our voice does not sound very good. And you know, I think there's like, what, four different, there's four, right? Four, what do they call them in singing? Four parts. I think there's 12 because I must be at the bottom end of the scale, okay? I you know, bass, alto, Alpha Centauri, I don't know, whatever they are. I'm none of those. I am what I am. I just have something that comes out of my mouth that resembles noise, hits the ground, and bounces a couple times. But when we're singing, we're singing praise to God. Okay? We're singing for him. Kind of like the offering. The offering is part of worship to God. I don't know if you knew that. Okay, it's not just, okay, we just have to take an offering, let's throw the plate. No, no, no. Look at the plate very carefully. That doesn't say anything. Look at it, just make sure you don't drop your money. But that's part of worship to God. When I'm giving, when I give to God, you know what I'm doing? And I make myself, I do it on Saturday nights when I do our finances and I write the check out. I purposely in my mind think, listen, this is for you, Lord. This isn't about anything else. This is a gift to you. I'm giving it through my church like I'm supposed to, but you know, that's irrelevant. This is your gift. That's an act of worship saying, you know what, Lord, you're important. And I'm giving, and it's the same thing when we sing. Singing is important. We sing together with other believers to praise the Lord. Letter C, when we're surrounded by evil, or you could just say those that don't know the Lord. 2 Samuel 22:50. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathens, and I will sing praises to thy name. Most of the time when we're around people, we want to be quiet about our knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, that's the time to let them know that we know the Lord. Okay? They're the ones that need to know that God's good and God's real, and that ought to come from us. Next, when we see growth in another believer, this is in 2 Corinthians, but there's many verses in the New Testament where Paul thanks God for the believers and their growth. Thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. Titus was helping them out. But let's give thanks. Now, let me just go through these, and then we'll take a few minutes. The ways of thanksgiving. How do we thank God, and how do we thank others? These are real specific. Letter A is verbal thanks. Say it. That's all. Say it. Years ago, when we were at Cambodian church, we had a teenager girl in there, and she used to be in a gang, was having some issues, and was able to reach her and help her a little bit, and she was doing well, and her parents were coming to church, and said, man, you know, your daughter's doing real good, and man, you ought to let her know that she's doing good. And the parents, no, we don't do that in our culture. Why? Well, if you tell them they're doing good, they're going to go do bad. Like, what? Yeah, no, it's almost like they didn't want to jinx it. Like, no, 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 if I tell them they're going to be good, they're automatically going to become bad. No. Praise them. Good job. Yep. Now, for some of us, that's hard. Your kid gets straight A's, and they get one B, and it's like, hey, what's that B all about? Okay? For some of you, if your kid gets a C, you ought to jump up and down. Okay? I mean, did they do their best? Okay? Yes, get on them when they do bad. I told you my wife, she was going through their grade, you know, when we had the back-to-school night, and she's going through, okay, you kids missed this quiz. And she told one of the kids, okay, hey, look, I know you got an A-plus in that class, but your last quiz was 70. He's like, I got an A-plus in the class. What more can I do? Don't get a 70 on your quiz. Okay? But we just have a tendency to negate. Sometimes we need to force ourselves to say it. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate you doing that. When someone sings up here in church, Karina, when she comes by, wouldn't hurt you to say, thank you for singing that song. Yeah. Hey, thank you. When someone's doing parking and they're getting yelled at by the neighbors, thank the parking attendant. And then you yell at them, all right? Hey, I appreciate you doing your job, but I'm not listening to you. I'm going to do my own thing. At least say thank you first. You know, you have your child in the nursery, and you throw that kid in there, and you go to the window, and they throw him back. Thank you for not dropping my child. Thank you. It doesn't hurt just to thank people. Oh, they ought to be doing it because they love God. I know. But it doesn't hurt for us to say thank you. And let's be verbal to God. When something happens, like, wow, thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Verbally say it. Next, sometimes you can do written thanks. Maybe giving a little card, a little note. Hey, thank you for that. I appreciate you doing that for me, okay? And when you give someone a card, slip like a $100 bill in that thing. You can print it at your house. You don't need to have a real one. Just do it the best you can. Put a Starbucks card in there. If you don't like them very much, you can give them a gift card to McDonald's, and then that would work too. So written thanks. Letter C, public thanks. Sometimes you have an opportunity to say something nice about somebody in front of somebody else. That encourages them. Oh, hey, this is so-and-so. You know, that's my Sunday school teacher, and they do such a great job and do that. It's being kind and being giving public thanks. Letter D, gifting thanks. We mentioned that. Sometimes you give someone a little gift. Boy, you know, they do something over and above for you. They do something really special. Maybe a little gift card, a little something. Thank you for that. That's always an encouragement. It's because, you know, somebody thought enough about what you're doing to take time to give you something. So gifting thanks. And then next, prayerful thanks. Prayerful thanks. What is prayerful thanks? Thanking God for them and then praying for them. Okay? Pray for the people. One way you can be thankful to them, Lord, thank you for what so-and-so did to me, and I pray that you would give them a special blessing for that. It's Thanksgiving time, and let's make sure that we are thankful, okay? Let's be thankful. Now, let's take 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Can I get a helper here? Can I get this one? Double barrel, stereo. You get that later. Okay, can I get one over here? Josh, can you help me? You're a football coach, you're in shape. Here we go. I said he's in shape. I didn't say he's buff, all right? There's a difference.